Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with Eternum. It's a different version of Eternum, that's why I wanted to start here and not where we would normally start. But this is the 8.5 version. It's publicly available for free. Go get it. It's a great game. And there's so many other choices you can make besides the ones that I did. Eternum is almost done. It's at 8.5. Obviously, 1.0 is the finished. So, I'm kind of curious how it's all going to end up. And things are getting interesting. See how they have the nice little things now. And of course, the Discord, the Patreon, and the Subscribestar. And it works. Okay. I finally feel like everything's under control. It should be safe to play Eternum again. Not the New Vegas server, though. Garrington must have left no stone unturned to find clues about us. But he only knows our faces. As long as we keep low profiles, we should be good. Eternum is just too big, and technically we didn't even do anything illegal according to Eternum's code of ethics. So, getting back to this balance statement. We got 1170 Eternals from Bobby, plus the 880 unmarked Eternals that Benny was caught carrying in his wallet when Annie took it. Minus the cost of the outfits and materials, the chip we needed to hack into their system and create our fake ID profiles, and the cost of hiring Rawl and Noah, we're left with a net loss of 120 Eternals. God damn it. At least Jerry helped us for free because of Dahlia. More coffee? More coffee? God. No, please. Till whoever made it, it's absolutely terrible. Haha, very funny. Oh shit, sorry, did you make it? Fuck off, you know I did. Why did you come here again? I was on my way to the gym and I remembered this was the cafe where you said you were working after school. And I had to crunch some numbers, so I thought I'd enjoy a coffee here. I see. I'd ask you to sit with me for a moment, but your boss would probably be mad at you. Actually, I'm on my 10-minute break. Oh, would you mind spending it with me then? There's something I have to ask you. By the look on your face, it seems important. Okay, tell me. It's about that dinner at the Boyle Mansion, the one I was invited to after getting Garrington's gem. Mm-hmm. I've been talking with the others, and we think it should be you who comes with me. Who? Me? Why? You've been living in these circles all your life, so you probably know how to blend in better than any of us. Really? Have you seen me? Do I look like someone who would blend in among a bunch of snobs? I know you hate that kind of stuff, but I'm also sure you've been around people like that for a while now. You're our best way of getting information from that dinner. It's a fair point. But my father will probably be there. I don't want him to see me. Idriel told me that all the guests would be wearing masks to preserve anonymity. You'll also have to use some kind of makeup to conceal the tats, but that should be enough. Oh, that's cool. That changes things a little. Yeah, okay. I'll go with you. Nice. Thanks, Alex. Don't make any plans for Saturday night. I won't. Alright, mission successful. I can happily go to the gym now. Yeah, the gym competition is this afternoon, isn't it? Yep, Dahlia has been pretty nervous about it the last few days. She's been talking about it for weeks. I know, I'm happy that she could recover from her back injury in time. It's very important to her. Aren't you participating? I already did. There's a bunch of categories, so they're divided into 3 days. The swimming events were yesterday. Oh, really? I'd have liked to come and see you. Did you win? You doubt me? I don't. Dahlia told me you're the best swimmer in the country. Bah, she always exaggerates. I don't exaggerate, though, and I can tell you she's very good at fitness. Wish her luck for me. I will. Well, I gotta get back to work. Thanks for coming by. I haven't paid for my coffee. Take this, you can keep the change. What, $50? I don't want that much. Come on, take it. I know you're moving soon. You'll need the money. I don't need your charity, thank you. I can handle myself. Okay, as you like. See you later. I'm gonna try this again, then. I haven't paid for my coffee. Take this, you can keep the change. You don't have to give me anything, no worries. It's an investment. Use it to buy me a couple of drinks when I visit your new apartment. My apartment? What makes you think I'll invite you after I've moved? You wouldn't dare lead me out, would you? I'll think about it. I'll take that. Thanks for the tip, in any case. My pleasure, Alex. See you later.
Bye, Grim.
Well, I should get going. The competition is about to start. Dahlia will be happy to see me there. Or so I hope. A few minutes later. Hi, Millie. No, but oh, I don't speak Russian, guys. Sorry. Oh, I thought, is Millie here? I came for the competition. I don't know it. I don't know it, so I'm not gonna. Okay, I don't think we'll get anywhere like this. I'm gonna go to the fitness room. Thanks, I guess. Okay, now where's Dahlia? Hey, buddy! Damn, it's got a shirt that says Conquer on it. Hey, there's Chang, the Heistmeister. It's been a while already, and I still can't believe everything went as you predicted. Obviously, what did you expect from Chang the Brain? I should have expected nothing less, I guess. That's a nice shirt you've got there, by the way. Right? I assume you came to cheer on Mikaela. I mean, damn. She's gonna put out, what's her name? Amazonka. She would, I don't know, like, if you check out Amazonka on the internet, this huge, muscular Russian bodybuilder, I think Mikaela would put her to shame. You're goddamn right. Hi, guys. Are you working, Chang? Working? No, I just finished my shift and thought I'd stay to... Oh my god, did you really order that shirt? I thought it was a joke. Oh, this is nothing. I have one with Grim's face, too. You do? I mean, yeah, he does. Haha. Classic Chang. She's blushing. Still, it's a bit embarrassing. Oh, I can take it off. No, I mean, don't worry. It's okay, I guess. Okay, everyone, let's start the weightlifting finals. Hey, Millie. Have you seen Dahlia? She said she was gonna drink some water 10 minutes ago, and she hadn't returned since. I was waiting for her, but after the weightlifting competition, we still have to do 7 other categories. I can't put it off anymore. Oh, really? That's weird. Maybe something happened to her. I'll go look for her. Give us 10 more minutes, please. Okay, 10 minutes, but that's it. Thanks, I'll be right back. Where the hell is she? She's been talking about this competition since I arrived in Cretan. No way she went home. Hmm? Oh boy, I'd recognize that ass anywhere. What on earth is she doing there? Having it her way, I guess. Eating fresh? Stop! My sandwich! Oh, that's... What a terrible sin! You defiled the Earl of Sandwich! What the hell, Dahlia? You can't gorge yourself before a competition. It's just a little snack. I'm carbo-loading. That sandwich was the size of my head. If you eat so much, you'll feel bloated during the competition later. I know. But I was nervous, and when I'm stressed out, I eat. You're nervous? Why? I've taken part in this competition every fall for the last 4 years, and I've never won first place in anything. That's because Mikaela also participates. I'm sure she'd even win in the male categories if she could join them. Also, who cares if you don't win? I do. I don't like losing. It makes me feel that all the effort I put into this is worthless. I think this year I'm going to stay out of it. You can't do that. Come on, let's go back. Everyone is waiting for you. Tell them to start without me. There are all these signs telling me not to compete today. What? What signs? Well, first off, this morning I put my clothes inside out. And I didn't even realize until Penelope told me in the kitchen. Then I saw a black cat on my way here, and he even kept staring at me for a while as if he was telling me to turn around. And finally, when I made it to the gym, a guy tripped by the entrance and spilled his protein shake all over me. I had to change my leggings. The universe is trying to tell me to go home. I didn't know you were so superstitious. I'm not, really. I'm just using those things as excuses. It's just that, what's the point of participating if I already know I'm gonna lose? Those are all just coincidences. I literally wear my underwear inside out all the time.
You do?
And I've seen that black cat in the alleyway so many times on the way to school. Plus, that guy that bumped into you, that's probably just a random accident, so don't read into it so much. That's true. I know this is important to you. You've been training all year, and if you go home now, you'll regret it. Trust me. What's the worst that can happen? Coming in second? Pfft, big deal. So we should go back to the competition? Just like that? Yep, you're strong and you'll do great. You don't have to worry about anything but being first place. I didn't say that. And hey, whatever happens, you'll still have the best ass in the gym. That is true. If you say so, just spitting facts. Thank you, Grim. Nah, I didn't do anything. You're just overthinking this stuff. But alright, enough talking. Let's pump some iron! Hell yeah! You're goddamn right, I'm strong. Nothing's gonna stop me. That's the Dahlia I know. Opening the can. To be honest, I don't know what happened to me. As you said, I was... It looks like the can was a bit shaken. The universe isn't making it easy, huh? Are you okay? I'm fine. I'm feeling even stronger now. You can keep sending me signs, universe. It won't stop me. Oh, shit. Her sports bra is transparent when wet. It stuck to her skin like honey. And man, her breasts are shaped beautifully. I'd almost forgotten. She doesn't even need a bra, really. Should I say something? Before we go, you probably want to dry off a little bit. I can see your, tits. Huh? Ah! Ah! Fuck! I knew this damn top was too cheap. For fuck's sake, can anything else happen to me today? Do you have a change of clothes? I have one in my locker, but I guess I'll have to shower at home. I'm not gonna put my sweaty clothes back on. Are you gonna get changed then? Of course I am. Nothing is stopping me. Do you hear me, universe? Fuck you! Okay, hurry up. I'll go back to Millie and try to convince her to wait a couple more minutes. Okay, I'll go as fast as I can. Thank you, Grim. See you up there. Hey! Finally! Okay, we can start now. The first competition will be bench. Wait! She's not ready. Give us a couple of minutes, please. What? Not yet. We can't wait anymore, Grim. Just 2 minutes, please. 2 minutes, and then we're starting with Dahlia or without her. Thanks. Did she have any problems? Nah, she was just nervous, but she's feeling better already. Ah, that happens to all of us. I usually like to relax in a quiet place before something like this. Actually, she told me there's a private server in Eternum where only she has access. She should probably have gone there to calm the nerves. Are there private servers in Eternum? Yeah, that's pretty cool, right? It's like a private beach and you can only access that server with the password she chose. That sounds awesome. And how does it work? Is it just a code or... Yeah, something like that, but I can't tell you, sorry. She asked me to keep it a secret. Ah, no worries, man. Secrets are meant to be kept. I don't even have a neural implant anyway. We gotta get you one. Trust me, it has... There she is! We're all there. We're sizing each other up. One in a million. Okay, guys, we're finally ready to start. As always, we have 6 finalists selected on the basis of personal records. Let's start with the cardio. Hey, Millie, I'm gonna pass, so don't count me in. What? Why? Have you seen that girl? Her arms are bigger than my torso. But the important thing is taking part... Bullshit! I know you always post the results on social media. I don't come here so people can laugh at me, thank you very much. Well, okay then. We have 5 finalists! Let the competition begin! You got this, Michaela! Show them what you got, Dahlia! 50 burpees, 50 pistols, and 50 sit-ups! Damn! Boy, my back could be gone after that! Time starts now! Okay, yep, those are the... I need to be doing some of them squats, though, for real. Because when you get older, like when you bend down, your body doesn't really want to let you bend back up again. It doesn't. It's like, I'm just going to stay down here for a little bit. Like, no, you're supposed to stand up. Okay. Okay. The weights is... I was waiting for the monster weights. Doing them push-ups. Sit-ups. Oh, yep. Pull-ups. Oh, no, that's not... Okay. 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 Wow! What kind of Herculean strength does she have? Good Lord! And then it's like... That must have been, what? 500 on each side? Michaela wins the round and she won. Another medal for Michaela. Michaela sets a new record. Michaela! How? She lifted like 1,000 fucking pounds. Fuck. I can't. They're gonna have to get a book of world records guy. Most weight ever lifted by a single human woman. Dahlia! I can't lift another pound. She's too strong. Well played, Dahlia. I mean, she got every medal in the universe. It's like Thanos there. You've improved a lot over the last year. I'm impressed. You too, Michaela. Congratulations on the victory. I could only lift 20 more pounds than you during the squats competition. That's insane. I'll have to train harder if I want to keep up with your progression. The only thing that counts is that you won, and I lost every trial. 20 pounds, 50 pounds, who cares? That doesn't matter. It matters when you consider that I weigh like 130 pounds more than you. I'll admit that I've always been jealous of how you can be so strong while keeping such a slender body. You don't know how lucky you are. If you say so, well, I'll go get cleaned up. See you later, Dahlia. Later. There you are. I was looking for you. Holy fucking shit. Did you really squat 350 pounds? Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't think that they could put any more plates on the bar after that. You're a monster. Okay. Huh? What's with the long face? Mountain ain't got nothing on her. Well, I'm probably gonna look at his squat record and it's gonna be like 1,000 or something. You did amazing. Millie even said you beat your personal best. Is that right? I don't know. Maybe. I wasn't paying attention. Why are you so sad? Did you strain something? Don't patronize me. I'm a fucking loser and you know it. What? Are you kidding me? You lifted more than any man in the gym! I've been training every single day during last year just to try to win a single medal. And in the end, I didn't win anything. Like always. Come on, who cares about those shitty medals? It's not even real gold. And you say that as if you were the only one without one. I didn't win a medal. Kai and Nikolai didn't win a medal. That woman didn't win a medal. Chang didn't win. Well, why do you have a medal? Oh, this? I won it at the air guitar competition. Oh, hell yeah. Now that's something I could enter. I've been playing air guitar since I was 16 years old. The what? Since when is there an air guitar competition? I started teaching that class when I began working here last week. Hold on, there's an air guitar class that you can teach people? People get paid for that? Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Air guitar with Chang the Czar. Okay, forget about Chang. What I'm trying to say is that you did great today. If Markiella wasn't here, you'd have won every single trial. If Mike Tyson never showed up, you'd have the title. Whatever. Okay, Dahlia, time for your last trial. Get ready. The MMA fight? Oh, man. I think I'm going to pass. Michaela has humiliated me enough in front of everyone today. Nah, your opponent isn't Michaela. What? She's not? Nope. The MMA tournament was categorized by weight, and none of the participants were in Machiella's weight range, so she couldn't participate. Then who's my opponent? Let me check. Someone named Brock. Oh yeah, I remember him. It's that guy who's always in the steam room. A guy? Yeah, but he weighs about the same as you. Here at Pump It, we are committed to diversity, inclusion, and gender equality. No comment. Oh yeah, I think I remember seeing him in spinning class. He talks a big game, but I've never seen him do anything noteworthy. He qualified for the finals by a whisker. My money's on you. Did you hear that? The final isn't against Michaela. You can win this one. I can win this one. Hell yeah. I'll destroy this Brock dude. To the octagon. Well, we don't really have an octagon. We use the boxing ring. So the fighting area is more like a square. We don't have any professional equipment here. To the square! Actually, it's called a boxing ring. To the ring, then! Yuck! Wow, did you see that? He's so fast! I call this the crested crane pose. He's so good. I taught him that. Okay, that was a pretty damn high kick, but there's no need to be scared, Dahlia. I'm not scared. Well, you know what I mean. Scared, nervous, whatever it is that's making you shake. I'm not shaking either. Are you trying to get on my nerves? That's the spirit. Channel that anger into your opponent. I can kick that thing, too. Good. Then you should start with a high kick. His own signature move. We'll have the element of surprise in our favor, and he won't see it coming. Alright guys, let's end this last day of competition with a bang. The last medal of the year is at stake. Creighton's bantamweight title is decided. Now! Oh, on my left, weighing in at 131 pounds, Brock Doman. And on my right, weighing in at 125 pounds, Dahlia Carter. Let's go, Dahlia. Kick his ass. I was starting to think you wouldn't come, Dahlia, in your dreams. I heard you didn't even win a single medal in the fitness trials. Isn't that kind of lame? I wonder what the hell you were doing up there every day. Taking pictures of your ass to post on Instagram, I bet. Shut the fuck up. I don't know about you, but I only come here to train. And yet you didn't manage to win anything. That's even sadder. Well, at least you're experienced at losing. Another defeat won't make much of a difference. Maybe you can convince them to give you a consolation prize as the biggest loser. Can't wait to kick in that ugly face of yours. And the fight starts now! Kill him! Whatever that guy said. Destroyer! Yeah! Brock? You dead? Well, I guess Dahlia won the fight. Congratulations. What? I won? Yeah. I won. Grim, I won! The other guy might be dead, but I won! Did you see that? You bet I did. Holy shit, what a kick, and you were so fast! Did you notice how I took the same stance we use in a turnum before the kick? Did you? Hell yeah! I don't know any girl can kick ass like you. Congrats, Dahlia. I know it probably doesn't mean shit to you, but I'm really proud of you. Kisses you. Whoa, where did that come from? Damn! She's been exercising and sweating for the past 2 hours. How the hell can she still smell so good? Ladies can do that. Wow, that was... I didn't know you two were dating! What? We're not! We're totally not! Why do you say that? This is just a misunderstanding. What do you mean? Why don't you tell me, Grim? I already knew what her mom told me. I'm her greatest confidant. You two make a great couple. We're not dating. We're just old friends. And don't tell my mom. But you kissed him. What? That stupid kiss is just my way of celebrating a victory. It doesn't mean anything. Really? Yeah, I kiss everyone when I win. It just happened that Grim was the first one I saw. It could have been anyone. Look. For fuck, I can't do it. Actually, I'm feeling a slight tickle in my throat. Maybe it's best if I don't kiss anyone else. Ahem! Attention, please! Can you read that again, Millie? Say it loudly so everyone can hear you. It says here that strikes of the throat of any kind are expressly forbidden. What? And that means that since Dahlia knocked out her opponent with an illegal hit, her victory is invalid and she's disqualified. What? I didn't win then? I'm sorry, Dahlia, I gotta give the medal to Brock. You can't be serious, that's so unfair. Congrats, Brock, you dumbass. Thank you. I'll be honest, I never doubted that I'd win this competition. The road to the finals was difficult. I was expecting a tougher opponent in the last trial. But oh well, it is what it is. Look on the bright side, Dahlia. At least you can spend yet another year without having to worry about where to put your medals. Can you believe that she didn't even know the rules? What a bimbo. Big ass, tiny brains, am I right? Grim, I won, did you see it? Mwah, mwah! Sobbing. Oh my god, is she crying? Come on, don't be sad, you little girl. Do you want a lollipop, Dahlia? I'm sure it'll make you feel better. Seriously, just grow up. Dahlia! Did you notice how I took the same stance we use in a turnum? Did you see it? What the fuck is wrong with you, dude? What do you want? Are you honestly happy winning like this? She kicked your ass up there. You couldn't even stand up. How can you be so cocky after such a lame victory? If we can even call it that. I'm the lame one? Go tell that to your crybaby girlfriend of yours. I had to put up with her acting all tough throughout the year as if she was better than me. What gives her that right? She's just a loser. Serves her right. Whatever you say, man, but she beat you. You're pathetic. Everyone in this room is stronger than you. Oh, please. Are you including yourself in that statement? Because you couldn't hit me even if I was blindfolded and tied up in front of you. Of course I could. I have the reflexes of a feral cat. You'd never be able to touch me, I can assure you. Come on, try to hit me, big man, right here. I bet you... What the fuck? Oh my god! Shit, I didn't want to hit him so hard. Holy fuck, that was amazing. How did you move so fast? Did you see that punch? Wow, he sent him flying like a rag doll. What the fuck, Grim? Now he's gonna sue us. Okay, calm down, everyone. Who are you? Chang Wong, lawyer and manager of Mr. Grim. I'm afraid you're overwhelming my client. All complaints and contract proposals must go through me first. Chang? No worries, buddy. I've got this covered. You should go after Dahlia. She seemed pretty shaken up. Thanks, man. You're the best. I owe you one. Whoops. I must have hit a button. We're good. Anytime, bro. Me need Grim Sunday in pitch. He fight. Many money. And woman. Let's discuss this in my office. Chang's right. I should go after Dahlia. Although, knowing Dahlia, maybe she prefers to be alone right now. But on the other hand, maybe she'd appreciate some company. She was so happy when she thought she'd won. I mean, she even kissed me in the middle of her euphoria. I wonder where she is. Maybe she went home or to the park. Or... Alright, guys. So this is where we're going to end it for now. Don't worry, we've got more Eternum. I know it happens to be pretty much the end of January, but we've got another day of Eternum, and that'll be on the 28th. Well, it'll be the 29th. So, yeah. We'll bring back some more Eternum for you guys, and I promise in March, we'll do Eternum right. Sorry about the situation, didn't have a computer for a month. It sucked, but at least we're back. So alright guys, I'll see you next time with more Eternum next week. I'm out.